You know what they says in all the Sfarma, the Yetzirah Gedola, in every word and every letter from the Esrei puts so much deep thought on so many different levels, and it's so finely crafted. So some people might like not really believe that. Really? Every word is so meduyak, and maybe they just have the general idea, but when you see the sign of the Minig Beis Medrash for exactly what we say in Yom HaTzmaut, then it gives you an appreciation that no, there's really such thing as every word and every letter being meduyak, and for a special reason, so l'chora, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola or Logora, so it gives you newfound faith in our Nosach HaTefillah. Okay. Back to Ein Shlech Gevurah Neira. So we had left off with, I put in the bracket some of the Achronim who basically just, in a slightly smarter way, said the same thing that I said at the end of Shir yesterday, Rabbi Akiva Eiger goes to the discussion we had at the end of Shir yesterday, and he says, if you recall, if you say it's because of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomin, right, which we suggested was Pashup Shat in Ravina, then why is the Meshalech, that's a good reason to hide the Shliach, why is the Meshalech Pater? And we had three deos, why the Meshalech was Pater. So remember, one derech, which is Divrei Harav, meaning it had to do with Averus, HaShliach, whether the Shliach was doing an Averus or not. And then we just asked the question, why is Mishaleah Pater? So one shot was the Sma and the Tosus Rush here, and one day in Tosus and Baba Kama, which I think was in brackets, who says, Savar Shalo Yaseh HaShlichos. Right? You're not really responsible for sending people whatever here, because you didn't really think he would do it. Which is a chiddush, because like you sent him to do it, but you could say that in order to really be a mishaleach and be shluchos al gemoso and be responsible to shliach does, you need to have a real smichas das that he's going to do it, not just a stam theory or speculation. And here, normally chazaka shliachos is shlichuso, and therefore you can really have a shlichus. Over here, there's no chazaka shliachos shlichuso, there's chazaka chazkis kashrut, the shlich ain't also shlichuso, and that's what we saw, the nafkamina of a mochzat v'kach. The second shot, we said, and Rabbi Tveger said it in slightly different lashon, is that mine? That Kovetz? It's not yours, fine. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was not terribly taken by this approach of the Sma. He says this whole sort of psychologizing of Ainshlit Adivar Rav Divar Tabi Divar Mishomin, that all has to do with the mind of the Mishaleach, he didn't really see a strong mucker for. So he says, someone remind me of what the Divar Masl was in Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Yeah.
Divrei Masl Ravina, thank you. Here he says. So he says that he says something here. He says that Lo yadati minolias mazev adraba yinuli chiyach shelo kedvarav. Fine. He says no. It's just a fundamental din. No shlichos. The way he says it is the hachsvara hayni shahayil shmol divrei rav. He should have listened to Rav, not me. I was shlichus be'isser. It would be usher for him to follow my shlichus. The ain shliach ba'zeh. And there's no such thing as a shliach. The ain yochel asher shliach. The yotzeh tzorich l'shma divrei rav. That's what I called. I used the phrase that I found in some of the Ramana Mepharshim. But this is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger said. He's saying it's al-pidin. Al-pidin, right? I know he's not using this phrase. Adaite. The nafshei ka'avid, al pidin, he's not allowed to listen to me against Hashem. My tziva is battle to Hashem, so he's not doing it for me, he's doing it on his own. Therefore, if he's doing something he shouldn't do, al pidin, that's his, he's considered to be doing it on his own, because my tzivoi, my minoi shlichus, was battle mevotel, because how can I tell him to do an isser? What we pointed out was that, when our Gemara, I might as well find my Gemara also, maybe that's it. Maybe all the way down there. Oh, maybe that. Yes, even in my shirt, occasionally I need a Gemara. When the Gemara has this Havamina, which says, Isha ve'eved, right, are not a bar chiyuva, because they don't have to pay. And even the Maskana was that they're a bar chiyuva because they do have to pay. But if they wouldn't have to pay, they wouldn't be a bar chiyuva. So that's where Ikiva Eger asks this kasha. He says, Loza chishalavin. It doesn't make sense, not according to my pshat, he says, and not according to the Sma's pshat, otherwise he would have said Zachisi, at least according to the Sma. It doesn't make sense according to either of the popular pshatim. Right? The mabek of love nechiyuv l'shalom hamikom makom nechiyuv the over malav the gzeilo mishtad zem mikriv nechiyuv kama aver the alma. You should say that should bar chiyuva be defined by iser or by the chiyuv. If it's a matter of that, I thought he wouldn't do it because the iser. Right? Meaning, cheskes kashrus, I assume people aren't going to do an iser. What big difference does it make if they'll have to pay or not? Right? Maybe they won't get caught. Right? Every thief thinks he won't get caught. Right? So they're not worried about being caught and paying. They're worried about paying up there or down or whatever it ends up. Likewise, when Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't make any sense, it should depend on the iser. It should depend on the iser. If it's iser, then fundamentally my minoy is mufka. That goes against the Gemara. What's the problem? This is Rabbi Akiva Eger's problem. This is against the Shakla Vitaria of Isha Ve'eved. Because the assumption that Shakla Vitaria is that Isha Ve'eved have no Chiyuv, therefore they're not a Bar Chiyuva. And the Maskana was they do have a Chiyuv. Just they don't pay till later. But they do have a Chiyuv. I mean, they owe the money. Just because they don't have any money to pay with, meanwhile, doesn't mean that they don't have the Chiyuv owing the money. So you have to be nidchak to say, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, he wasn't nidchak to say anything. He was just said, nidchak to leave with tzarachiyon. How can you resolve Rabbi Akiva Eger's tzarachiyon? You have to say, bedochak, tzarach lomar, bedochak, shekol zeh rak havamina. This whole shakla v'tari is the havamina. And it's bederech of, you know, they could have answered you have the total misunderstanding, the total wrong happening. You don't understand what Bar Chiyuv was about. It has to do with the Isser Lo Sigzo. But instead, they give a different answer. Right? I mean, they could have said, your whole premise is wrong. This is all the silly happening. It doesn't matter if you have to pay. It matters if there's an Isser of Divrei Rav. Right? It matters if there's Divrei Rav, not if there's an Onish of the Rav. Your whole question is silly if you should have it. But instead, they didn't get to answering that because they said, Taka and Isha Ve'eved are chayiv to pay. Like, you shouldn't think they're potter from paying. So they never got to the real answer, which is that this is a silly havamina. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger would have to say. However, we wanted to suggest, and now, I don't know if anyone got a chance to look at the Chumash Kapha I put in brackets. He doesn't say this. If someone wants to look it up and they come discuss with me afterwards, I will tell you why I think it's mukhrich that he's going to have to end up saying this whether you like it or not. But I'm not quoting the Chumash Kapha. He takes a slightly different approach, which I think he's going to end up having to say like me, whether he likes it or not. But I think what you have to say, if you don't want to be nidchak, if you want to take this line seriously, like the pshat of the shakla v'tarya, that it depends not on whether there's an isser like the chiyuv. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, what does that have to do with divrei rav? Divrei rav is an isser, is what the rav tells you to do, not what's going to happen to you afterwards. So now, is anyone going to tell me that Gemara thought an Isha was mutter to steal? It's hard for me to imagine that. That's hard for me to imagine. That's too dachuk. The hot means that an Isha is potter from stealing. And an Eved is potter from stealing. So what does that do with anything? There's still just as much Divrei Rav. So that's what I wanted to be mechadesh. What do I want to be mechadesh? I wanted to be mechadesh that Divrei HaRav, the Chuli, is only directly the reason to be mechayev the shliach. Divrei Rav is why the shliach is chayev. You want to know why the shliach is potter? The reason shliach is potter is because the shliach already took the chiyuv on himself. The shliach took the chiyuv, so it doesn't go on the mishaleach. That's why the mishaleach is potter. So mishaleach is only potter as a side effect, a second order effect of Divrei Rav. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud says, the shliach chayiv, he has no excuse. What do you mean? You should have listened to the Rav. Then why is the mishaleach potter? Because once the Shliach chayev, watch the Shliach be chayev. Only if the Shliach did it, then I didn't. Two people didn't. Can't both be chayev. In which case, our Gemara makes perfect sense. And that's where Vina means barchi. It means literally who gets the chayev. Because if the Shliach gets the chayev, he's a barchi, but he gets the chayev because he has no excuse. But if the Shliach's not a barchi, but then obviously he can't get the chayev. The chayev can't go on to him because he's not a barchi. And if the Shliach doesn't get the chayev, then the Shliach gets the chayev because he was Mishalechim. That's what I wanted a taina, which is not, I haven't found so mefurish. But I wanted a taina, this is a third way of understanding how Divrei Rav works, based on the pshat in our sugya. Now, I just wanted to go through a few nekudos in the Shakta Vatari of our sugya. Now that I have the basic, the label in so far, we just have to fill in. If we say it's a Xeris HaKosov, and it's about the Avera of the Mishaleach, which is Rav Sama, according to the Ritva, the Postos of Beinu Peretz, according to those who say that it's not about the Lifnei Iver of the Shliach, but it's about the Avera of the Mishaleach, then I think also there'll be two ways to explain that Xeris HaKosov, even though why do we need to explain Xeris HaKosov? We'll see in a moment at least two ways to understand that Xeris HaKosov. Let's go to, this is the basics, almost all the basics. Is it about the Rebbe or Talmud in the Shliach's perspective, or is it Xeris HaKosov about the Mishaleach's perspective? Tied into Ravina Rav Sama and Shogeg and the Chule. And B, how exactly does the Svar of Divrei Rav work to Pacha the Mishaleach, which we have two Pshatim, and we have Nafkaminas in terms of Mosek Bechach. The other Nafkamina, of course, I'll just point out, is within these different formulations is Mosek Ba'aveira. If you take number one, the Sma says Yeshliach. Rabbi Kiva Eger is trying to say Ein Shliach, that the Sma is ridiculous. And if you took our third subformulation, you'd clearly say Ein Shliach. Who cares if he's Mosek or not? That's not Divrei Rav, not about being Mosek. It's just about him not having an excuse. He still doesn't have an excuse. And if he's Chayev, then I'm not Chayev, because once he's Chayev, I shouldn't be Chayev. Okay, let's go through the Gemara. So we started going through the Gemara, and we just got stuck by this very difficult line of the Ishva Evet and Rabbi Kiva Eger's Tema. So let's pick up after that. Right, we say, Ishva Evet, they chiv, and then Hutaka, Ishva Evet have a full chiv. They just right now have no money. They're just like a poor person. Right now they have no money, but they have a chiv, because they owe the money. Tetan, this garshi, Ishva Taka, Evet, chayim, l'shan, Rav Samar, mehecham, rinin, and silvav, arvei, rechit, boi, yobin, boi, lo, avet, avachot, zibal, karchi, mosu, vam, mechayiv, sholcho, mai, beinayhu, ika, beinayhu, kohen, the Amr Lady Israel say the Kaddish Li Isha Grusha Inami Ish Amr Lady Isha Akfi Li Katan Lahach Lisha Amr Kalei from the Bar Yobi by Lo Avlo Mechaim Shochu Hachanami Bar Yobi by Lo Avlo Mechaim Shochan Lahach Lisha Amr Kalei Hechel Dei Shlech Lo Avlo Mechaim Shochu Hachanami Kim Lo Avlo Mechaim Shochan. Okay, great. Now we have to understand a little about the Kohen Amr Lady Israel. What is the obvious diuk that you would make from a Kohen Sh'amar L'Yisrael Tzei B'Kaddish L'Grusha? Yisrael, as opposed to a Kohen. Right? What would be if he said it to a Kohen? Now, here's the tricky part. On the one hand, Mitzad Diok HaLashon, what do you think would be if he said it to a Kohen? Then he... If he said it to a Kohen... No, then Ein Shliach is going to Baruch Yehuda, right? Right. On the other, so here we have, what about Kohen Sh'amar Liko? And again, this is all according to Ravina. According to Rav Sama, nothing's interesting. Anytime you tell a human being to, I mean, not nothing. Shogeg is interesting. We'll see Katan is interesting. But in this case, Rav Sama's the Shita that there needs no analysis. Whenever you tell a human being with free will, Ein Shliach Levar Avera, so you have nothing to talk about. Question is, what about Kohen Sh'amar L'Kohen say V'Kaddish Li Isha Grusha L'Fi Ravina? So the Diyuk Lashon is is that he is a bar chiyuva, right? And therefore in shlichus. And therefore that would not be enough being to Mervina Rav Sama. However, misvara, what would you think? Misvara, what would you think? If a kohen, who's a kohen here? All right, well, I'll be a kohen, whatever. Okay. If I send, right? If I send Jack Schwartz to be Mekadosh Yerusha for me, or I send Jack Cohen to be Mekadosh Yerusha for me, is one of them more bar chiyuva than the other? Because neither of them are doing an issue themselves, right? Misvara, you'd think, he's also not a bar chiyuva. Why? Because he's not marrying the grusha. He's not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing something wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. What's the split here? Which way did the Rishonim go?
Both ways.
Which Rishonim go which way?
Ramban says it doesn't make a difference.
Right? Basically, all the Rishone Svarad, all the Rishone Svarad say, they go with the Svarad, they say, you know what? The Diyuk Lashon is not such a great Diyuk. Do I write down somewhere here who are they? It's the Ramban, the Raspa, the Ritva, the Miuchasim, the Ritva, the Ran. Meaning, Mamish, all the Rishone Svarad, right? Here is the Ramban, Raspa, Ritva, Ran, they're very clear about this. Right, again, within the Rambam, the Rif, we don't know because Pashtus is the Pasuk like Rav Sama, so they wouldn't get into this because they're Sifrei Pesach. But the Ramban, the Raspa, the Ritva, all say that the Svara, Kohen's also not a Bar Chiyuva because he's not doing the Avera, he's not marrying her, right? They say, oh, what about the deep lashon of Kohen Sha'amar the Yisrael? Why did it say Kohen Sha'amar the Yisrael then? Yeah, okay, it's more common. You would ask Yisrael to do this for him, the Seder. More common, he would ask a Yisrael. Okay, then we go. Every diuk is a good diuk, it's a good diuk, but it's such a bad svara that it's worth saying, yeah, that's just shkiyah. Who takes the diuk seriously? Balitosos. All the Balitosos, right? Take this diuk seriously. Right? This is Tosos. Okay. This is classic. Why do you have machlokas? Because simple svara is one way, the diuk lashon is the other way. And then you either have to be nidchak in the lashon and go with the svara, or you have to mechadish the svara and go with the lashon. That's our Tosos. Dom Yisrael, Kadosh Lishigrusha, Yim Tomer, Filor, Koi Nami. Meaning, he knows simple svara is what's the difference. The Shlomer, Dekoin, Mikri, Barchiyuva. Koin is about more of a Barchiyuva. Ho, then the Kadoshla, Atzmo, Chayev. Because after all, he himself can't marry Grusha. Well, Yisrael, I forgot the Omishim with it. Even though she's a man, Shalosh, Mikachal, Koin, Kim, the Kadoshla, Atzmo, Chayev, Lo, Barchiyuva. Yisrael, even if though he's doing with it either, since if he's a Mikadoshla, Atzmo, he's allowed to marry Grusha himself, he's not called a Bar Chiyuva. So this is the Tosos. Tosos says that a Kohen is Bar Chiyuva because he can't marry a Grusha himself. Okay, has Tosos explained the Svara?
No.
No, meaning this is obviously true. Obviously this has something to do with it, right? The Kohen's a Bar Chiyuva more than Yisrael because even though neither of them care who I marry, but the Yisrael himself could marry Grusha and the Kohen himself couldn't. Oh, but what difference does it make if the Kohen himself couldn't marry Grusha? He's not, meaning I send Jack Schwartz, I send Jack Cohen. Jack Cohen himself could marry Grusha, but that's irrelevant. Jack Cohen has no hobby in marrying Grusha. Jack Cohen's not in a parsha at all right now. They're both just working for me. So what difference does it make whether he himself could do it or not? I think Tosus here is just, he's not giving the full explanation here. Maybe he figures it's clear to us on our own. So anyone want to give me a actual explanation. What taka could the explanation be? Who develops this?
Because the shliach is instead of the mishaleach, and if he's not equivalent to the status of the mishaleach, so then he can't.
Adrama, we're saying the Yisrael can do it, and the Kohen can't, right? Because for the Kohen's a bar chiyuva, and then he's shliach a bar avera, so the Kohen can't do it. So I know you're quoting me Rabbeinu Peretz. Anyone tell me either Tosfos Rashi, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, wherever you want to start.
I think Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that he actually is over.
I think that's exactly what the end of the Lashon Rabbeinu Peretz is very clear. Rabbeinu Peretz is saying, I think that I only found two explanations. One is Tosfot Bein HaPeretz. Tosfot Bein HaPeretz, he goes back and forth. First of all, it's always good to read Rishonim. Like, are they bothered by what you're bothered by, or are you crazy? Right? So first of all, you see clearly that he was bothered by this, meaning he doesn't think that once Tosfos wrote what he wrote, it's all a gazillion percent clear. He is bothered by this, and if I... Is there a Tosfot Bein HaPeretz in this? Anyone know? What?
In the back of the...
Oh, yes. Ooh, look at that. I might... Even in... This might be an old Ozra Hadar. I don't know. All right, Lo Mashana. You might just have to believe me. Oh, here it is. You're right. Here it is. Great. Okay. This is... So says the Tosfot Bein HaPeretz. Thank you very much. He says, My karmel achnesh galeh v'lav rechim v'chaim sholchav and kamak m'shach v'yod got rilif ne'iver. Shlomar, the dimasko lahach lishna. But I'm starting in the middle. I'll even start at the end. V'im Tomar came in the man a few lines from the end. The boy Baruch Yuvayim Shemdim Dumi Dahasim came a few coins from the coin. Nami lo Dumi Lahasim. Even coins from the coin. The guy himself is not doing the avera. The Haglo Over Shlich from Aver Glo Yikach came in the Lokitch La Atzmo. Right, he's not doing any avera himself. Aval Hasim Over Aver Atzmo Shlich Chutz. In the cases in Kedushin, the Shlich doing avera himself. Here, even a coin's not a Baruch Yuva. Yeshlom the Kol Shein the Rakish and then Shlich Lavar Avera. Aval Yeshlich Habikerim Shleach. Why is he not doing avera himself? Because Ain Shlich Lavar Avera. But if there is would be shlichus, he'd be kiyad hamishaleach, and he would be doing an avera, right? That's the kind. Oh, he's not doing an avera himself. Yet now that we know there's no shlichus, not doing an avera himself. But lu yitzur there was shlichus, he would be doing an avera himself. So I think what the Tosfos Bein HaPeretz is saying, and maybe this is what Tosfos meant, but I can't prove it, is something very radical. He says a kohen who is mekadesh a grusha to another kohen is doing the Aveira himself. That's a tremendous chiddush. I'm the shliach. I'm not marrying her. Yes, what did they tell me? Yes, you are. Shlucha shodim kamoso. You are marrying her. You're not the one who's going to end up being the husband, but you are, right? What does it say? The isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. You are being lokech grusha. What do you mean? Shlucha son of Gamoso, you're being okay with Grusha. You're just being okay with Grusha as representative of someone else. But it's not that you're just not being Meshadech, you're driving the Grusha over to his house. No, you're the one being okay with the Grusha, because Shlucha Shaladim Kemoso. So that is a tremendous Kiddush that the Shliach himself is Chayev. And then what do you have to say? What you have to say is that the Shliach himself, what you have to say is that the Shliach himself, if he'd be Yisrael, Yisrael's not muzer on this lav. So Yisrael's allowed to be Lokech Grusha to a Kohen. But a Kohen is not allowed to be Lokech Grusha to another Kohen because he himself is considered to be in violation of the lav. That's the Tosfot Bein HaPeretz, which is a big, big chiddush. Yes?
So if you want to use Shulchan Shalom Kamoso, so then meaning then Yisrael should also think on the characteristics of his Shalom.
No, because Yisrael's not muzer in this lav. Shluchazan Gosa doesn't mean you change your halachic status in terms of what your lava
are.
I
agree.
That's ridiculous.
No, so therefore, it's more about the fact that the Shliach himself is doing the action, and then afterwards, the results.
Meaning the Shliach himself is marrying her.
Right.
He's just marrying her, representing someone else, but he's really marrying her. So therefore, he's doing the Lakicha. I mean, the Shliach's doing the Lakicha. It's actually not so crazy. The Shliach's doing the Lakicha. No? Okay. What?
There's no reason to do Lakicha.
I don't know. It says in the Chumash that Isha Grusha Misha Lo Yikachu. No?
That's the
Machlokes.
I mean, that was the Machlokes from Zerah.
You mean Abayim Rabba? No, okay. Pshut Hashem Akra. Without getting to Bila. Isha Grusha Misha Lo Yikachu. Okay, the Tosfos Rosh takes it in a different direction. What does Tosfos Rosh say? That what's the difference between a Kohen and Yisrael? Why is a Kohen more Baruch Yuvah than Yisrael? Exactly. Exactly. Meaning the difference is fundamental or psychological? Exactly. He says there's a psychological difference. What's the psychological difference? A Kohen takes Yisroel Kahuna seriously. A Yisrael doesn't take Yisroel Kahuna seriously. Therefore, if a Kohen tells a Kohen to do the Aveira, the Kohen's going to take it seriously and not do it. But if a Kohen tells a Yisrael to do the Aveira, then he won't take the Yisrael seriously because he's not used to taking these Yisrael seriously. And he'll do it. Right? It's just a matter of whether they... So that's a Kohen probably won't listen. But a Yisrael will listen. Why? Because, you know, if you're used to keeping a Aveira, you take it seriously. If you're not used to it, then you don't take it seriously. In Ma'aseh B'Chol nowadays, you talk to Yisraelim about a chomer, how chomer it is, Thomas Mason, Kohanim, etc., etc. And they just don't take it seriously. They can't relate to it. It's not part of my life. Like, do I know intellectually that it's just as bad for a burger to walk under a tree that is like over like a cemetery as for me to eat a piece of ham? I know that intellectually, but I don't really feel it. It's not real for me. I don't take it seriously in my heart. Because after all, if I do it all the time, then, you know, how bad can it really be? Now again, intellectually it makes no sense. There are different mitzvahs for different people. But psychologically it makes perfect sense. So if a Kohen tells Yisrael, go marry Grusha for me, then the Yisrael, he knows it's usher, but he doesn't really feel it. So he's likely to do it. If a Kohen tells a Kohen to do it, what do you mean? For this Kohen, that's like eating ham. Of course he won't listen. So it's a psychological difference. Basically, what we're saying is that how to explain the diuk of Kohen, Amar le Kohen. It's not Lashis Tasev. This is where he says it. This is the Tosus Rush. The Tosus Rush, what's his Lashon? His Lashon is... One second, I'm getting used to this system. His Lashon is... It all has to do with whether you think he'll listen or not. His Lashon is... Tosus Rush... he says... Came into Kohenu Chomra Lav Lav Delo Yikach... The Savar Mishleh Shlo Yaseh Shlichu, so, right? Kohen, Chomor Alav, V'Savar Shlo Yaseh Shlichu, so. Again, if you take, it's all psychologically whether the guy's going to listen or not, that makes a lot of sense. A Kohen and Yisrael feel very different about the Lav of Yisrael Kahuna, unless Yisrael happens to be a big time Chacham, who thinks about things in a very, you know, theoretical, intellectual way. But your average guy in the street, you know, just again, you know, if I'm a Kohen and I'm sending my 2-year-old home with someone, and he's a Kohen, he's going to be so miserable not to walk under those trees, etc. If I send him home with Yisrael, even if I give him a whole lecture, the Yisrael is going to bring him under the trees next to the cemetery. Just because he doesn't take it seriously. And as if you take the other approaches, you'd have to give a different approach. You have to say either the Tosfos Meir Peretz approach or the Rishonei Sfarad. Yes?
So he essentially agrees with the Ramban and the Elder Rishonei Sfarad about the fact that...
Who's he?
The Tosfos Rush.
But the fact that he's not over, right. In terms of the Aveir of Lo Yikach, it's the Tosfos Rush and Rishonei Sfarad against the Tosfos Meir Peretz saying that you never violate the Lav. You never get Malkus for the Lav without Abayim Rava. You never get Malkus for the Lav if you marry her to someone else. Correct. There, the Tosfos from Pain of Parents is Ishiz Yachav. One or two other questions that come up within Ravina, before we move on, is the question Tosfos started with in the first place. Hold on a second. What about Lifnei Iver? Right? Remember, that was the Tosfos Pain of Parents' version of Rav Sama. What do you mean the Isha's not a Baruch Yuva? What do you mean the Yisrael's not a Baruch Yuva? It's an Isha derisa of Lifnei Iver, right? That's Divrei Rav. There's no Divrei Rav to tell you not to make someone else violate a Lav? Really? That's Lefnei Milusita Mitzvah. I mean, we grew up with that from elementary school. Of course there's Divya Rav. Of course it says in the Chumash, you shouldn't make another Jew violate a law. Not another Jew. Even says in the Chumash, you shouldn't make a guy violate a law, right? Minayin shlo yoshid kos yayin lenazer. There. Abram and Achai leben Noach, right? You shouldn't make anyone do an Avera. So, isn't it Pasha there's Divya Rav? So, that might be what Rav Sama says. There's Divya Rav either way, right? That was like Rav Sama. But, what about Ravina? Why does Ravina ignore Lifnei Iver? So that is I think that's a valid question. What about Lifnei Iver according to the, Ravina, what about the Divrei HaRav of Lifnei Iver? That's a valid question, no? What about the Divrei HaRav of Lifnei Iver? So, what would you answer? Because? Who are you quoting?
The Ritva.
What did the Ritva say? The Ritva says, right, the Ritva says, the Ritva goes through three stages. Sorry. Which is the real Ritva? I think this one. The Ritva is very bothered by this Lifnei Iver, according to Ravina. And the Ritva says, V'im tom re'igushim Lifnei Iver, V'yishlomar, first he says, K'im da'in lav gufi mamish, shlom b'chai b'la b'chi b'chi. Ah, it's not the same lav. But he doesn't like that very much. V'lo k'arim me'etze, k'ech p'irshim b'tosos. Yeah, he says he thinks Tosos is differently. What does he think? He says, Ev'shalom da'achsuyo k'rava, he says, what does he say? He says, this is no kimta, that there's no lifnei iver. Why is it no kimta? There's no lifnei iver. Either we're like Rava, and what does Rava say? That it's only an aver of kiddushin if you do be'ila, and therefore it's not lifnei iver because I didn't make him do be'ila. Or, what's the second way of getting out of lifnei iver?
He could have done it himself.
And this is the case. What we call chad of Ritanara, right? If he could have done it himself, that's not lifnei iver. Okay, halacha lemaisa, the whole question of just because someone could have done something himself, does that make it heter gomer? Is an interesting question. It might depend on the circumstances, but at least the Ritva is clear. He says there is no, not when he quotes Tosfos, when he says himself, no lifnei iver in this case. Okimta, there's no lifnei iver in this case. Okay. He somehow gets into a situation where there's no lifnei iver in this case. I guess by the isha, by the ish man who sends the woman to be makom the katan, you might have to say that it's a case where he could have been makom the katan himself. So that's why there's no lifnei iver. Okay, but does everyone agree with the Ritva?
No,
or who disagrees with the Ritva? First of all, no one says like the Ritva. And who says clearly that, no, lifnei iver doesn't count as Barchi Yuva? Right? He says, but lifnei iver would be called Barchi Yuva. Right? If you were lifnei iver, you would be called a Barchi Yuva. But lifnei iver is not called Barchi Yuva. Tosfos says very clearly, what does Tosfos say even in ours? He says, I've got the overshum lifnei iver l'sina mechshol, shum kach l'kohen, kem di mikach l'atzma, lo mechai, lo miki bar chiyuva. Even though it's lifnei iver, he's still not called a bar chiyuva. And that's what the Ritva also quotes. He quotes from the Bali Tosfos, kem in high lav gufi mamash l'kohen. It's not on this lav gufi. It's not on this lav itself. It's only on lifnei iver. That's not called a bar chiyuva. And then we don't apply Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Shulman. Tosfos Vein Peretz doesn't love this far so much. It is still Divrei Rav. So he says, well, maybe because of the Gzeiras HaKosav Shvutei Chutz, we learn that we have a limited Divrei Rav only when it's the Isser itself. But basically, everyone's coming down to the same thing only when it is the Isser itself. But why? What difference does it make? Well, how about the Tosfos Rush? What would the Tosfos Rush answer this question? Not what he did. He just wasn't coming from exactly this angle. According to Tosfos Rush, why isn't it Divrei Rav because of lifnei iver? Why isn't it Divrei Rav because of lifnei iver?
People don't think about it.
Because people don't take lifnei iver seriously, particularly when it's a lifne'iver of something they're not used to keeping, right? That's just the flip side of the last Tosfos Rosh. For Tosfos Rosh, it makes a lot of sense. Tosfos Rosh says that's exactly his answer. A Kohen takes lifne'iver of Grusha seriously, but a Yisrael doesn't take lifne'iver of Grusha seriously, and Isha doesn't take lifne'iver of Hakafa seriously, right? So he says very simple. He says that the Shliach doesn't take lifne'iver seriously if it's not an Aveira for him or her. That's the whole Mahalach of the Tosfos Rosh. That why the Kohen tells you Yisrael is he not a bar for Yuva? Because even though he's violating lifne'iver, he doesn't take that seriously. And if he doesn't take that seriously, then we can count on him. Chazaka Shliach Oseh Shlichuso. Right? And therefore, you know, V'lachein Sovor Sheyaseh HaShlichus. Right? Therefore, he thinks he will do the Shlichus, because he doesn't take it seriously. Because how seriously can I take a lifne'iver of something that, again, my Simba Chalyom, if a Kohen's in my car and I'm driving him under the cemetery, whatever, then I would hope that I would take it seriously, because, you know, I try to learn Torah and think about things rationally, but most Yisraelim just wouldn't take it seriously because they're just not used to thinking that this is really a bad thing. Okay, but that's the Tosfos Rosh. What about the standard Bali Tosfos? Right? The Tosfos in Peretz and the Tosfos put in the Ritva, etc. Right? What about the other Tosim? They seem to say that no, it's only called Bar Chiyuva if it's the same lav, not a different iser. As lifne'iver is clearly a different iser, right? Lifne'iver is not the lav of hakafa. Lifne'iver is not the lav of grusha. It's a different iser. It's only called bar chiyuva. It's the same iser. Why? Maybe it's just a svara. Maybe Tosfos part says it's the gzeiros hakasuv's fine tuning of the svara, like we wouldn't have known the svara on our own. But from the gzeiros hakasuv, we know to apply different rav this way. So he says, like, it's different rav. We would have thought anything's different rav. From the gzeiros hakasuv, we say only that lav itself is different rav. But what's the svara here? Like, why should that be? Even if it's a gzeiros hakasuv, still has to have some svara. Otherwise, you wouldn't have drawn the line that way, right? Not like gzeiros hakasuv tell us exactly what to do. Usually, they just says eldumya to something. So it still has to have some logic. So what's the logic? Why should, if the shliach and the shliach are the same lav, that should be called a bar chiyuva? But if the shliach is doing a different lav, that's not bar chiyuva.
It's very technical reading of Divrei Rav, but they're not technically telling you to do opposite things. He's telling you to be Mekadesh Grusha, and Hashem is telling you don't do lifne'iver.
But it's the same thing.
She's not telling you don't eat.
I hear that, and I've seen a svara like that, I just don't understand it. Meaning, Lemaisa, I told him one thing, Hashem told him the opposite. Who cares? I told him, go be Mekadesh Grusha, which for me would be Lo Yikachu. And Hashem told him, don't be Mekadesh Grusha, because for you it's lifting evil to see Dei Mechshol. Either way, Hashem told him the same thing. It's not like I told him, go to the store to buy milk and Mekadesh Grusha, and Hashem told him not Mekadesh Grusha. So I can split it. The milk is fine. The Grusha is not. Or even, you know, if I tell him, go buy me milk in the store on Shabbos, and Hashem says, don't buy in Shabbos. You can say the buying milk part is still okay, but here it's the same Maisa. So I think Nirlinius Daikin, this goes back to my escape from Rabbi Kiva, the horns of Rabbi Kiva Eger's dilemma. I think if you understand, let's just go back to lifne'iver. If you understand that it's all about psychology, then would lifne'iver be called a bar chiyuva? Is lifne'iver called bar chiyuva? I don't mean is lifne'iver called bar chiyuva. I mean is a person who is in violation of lifne'iver called bar chiyuva? Then according to the Smaz Derech, then Yesh Lomar Ketosos Rosh, no, which is Pashup Shad in the Gemara, that lifne'iver is not a bar chiyuva, because he's not so makbid on lifne'iver. particularly on lifnei iver of something that he is allowed to do. Right? Some people aren't so makir. A lot of people aren't makir on lifnei iver and things they're not allowed to. Oh, I won't do the avir, but I don't care if my non-from cousin does. But even someone's like, I won't do an avir and I care if my non-from cousin does. It's not makvid psychologically, and lifnei iver is something that's okay for him. Right? Meaning, how seriously, you know, if I don't eat mahadran, how seriously can I take the fact that you only eat mahadran? I don't take it so seriously, because I think it's a shtus. So over here, like, maybe you're not going to mamish think it's a shtus that Kohen doesn't marry Grusha, that's the first pasuk in the Torah, but still, emotionally, it's a shtus to me, because if I can do it, then it can't really be bad. Which, again, not logical, but is the way people think. We're used to our lifestyle. If you take Rabbi Akiva Eger's approach, that it's al pi din, if I tell you to do something that's against Hashem, that's batel and vutel and you're on your own, then I think if it's against Hashem in any way, doesn't matter if it's against Hashem and it's something you take seriously or you don't take seriously, doesn't even matter if you're not from Bechlal, it's against Hashem, it's against Hashem, it doesn't matter your perspective, and I think you should for sure say that it is. So you say, yes, it is Bar Chiyuva. If every lifnei iver is a Bar Chiyuva, then what's going on in our sugya? You'd have to say either, like the Ritva, that make it okim, there's no Bar Chiyuva here, or say like Rav Sama, according to Tosfos and Peretz, that's exactly why Rav Sama is right and Ravina's wrong, because Ravina forgot about lifnei iver and Rav Sama came in. He doesn't say forgot, but Rav Sama came in and said no, lifnei iver is Bar Chiyuva. But what if you said, I think it's Pashit, if you said the reason for Divrei Rav is that the Shliach's Chayiv and on Potter because he's Chayiv. Then what if he's doing a different Aveira than me? What if he's doing a different, should he Potter me if he's doing a different Aveira than me? According to my third Svara? I'm the Mishaleach. I'm saying, go be Mekadosh a Grusha for me. I'm violating Lo Yikachu, you're violating Lifnei Iver. Should your violation of Lifnei Iver Potter me from Lo Yikachu? Pasha, not. The only reason I'm Potter is because you took the Chayiv. Over here, you didn't take the Chayiv of Lo Yikachu. Right? Over here, I think Pashut, that lifnei iver is not called Bar Chiyuva, because Shliach didn't take the Chiyuv of Grusha or Hakafa. So, it goes to the Mishaleach. Meaning, I think it's Pashut. If you take the approach, the only reason the Shliach is Pashut, because the Shliach is Chayav, then the Shliach is only Pashut if the Shliach is Chayav on that Isser. There's Malkus, without abiding Ravia, there's Malkus of Lo Yikachu. If the Shliach gets the Malkus, the Mashaleach doesn't. But if the Shliach doesn't get the Malkus, because he's not a Bar Chiyuva, the Shliach gets the Isser Bli Malkus of Lifnei Iver. But who gets the Onus Lo Yikachu? I do, because I still sent you. Who gets the law of Hakafa? I do. So according to the, I know it's a Chiddush, but according to what I want to say to get out of Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha, the whole Gemara flows. The Ishva Eved part flows, and the Lifnei Iver part, flows. You say, of course if he's chayv Lifnei Iver, that's irrelevant. Maybe that's what the Baalei Tosfos mean. And this is maybe the Shar, the other, Baalei Tosfos say, of course lifnei iver is irrelevant. That's a different mitzvah. Bar Chiyuva only patters me if he's a Bar Chiyuva in the same mitzvah, because then if he's chayiv, I'm not. If he's a Bar Chiyuva in a different mitzvah, let him be chayiv in a different mitzvah, and I'll be chayiv in this mitzvah. The Shliach will be Bar Chiyuva and get lifnei iver, and I'll get Lo Yikachu or Lo Sakifu.
Would it make a difference if lifnei iver is like a dim kol or
dim? No, I don't think so, because fundamentally it's still a different laf. Now, but what would make a difference, here I didn't want to get into it. I could go into like 2 hours of lifnei iver lamdas, but this is not really the place, because not me ikra the Gemara, but there's a big deal. The Rishonim are medayik from the Achronim are medayik from a sheath in Kibetzis a little later, that there may be, within the Ritva, there may be a different reason you could say, although Rishonim didn't go this way. Right? All the Rishonim we've seen didn't go this way. What's a different reason you could say why there's no lifnei iver in our case? Let's say you want to be at the Ritva. Lifnei iver is Bar Chiyuva, but there's no lifnei iver here. So why is it no lifnei iver? The Ritva says maybe because it's not an Aveira yet. So if I just help you set up, but I don't finalize it, that's not lifnei iver. It's not finalized till be Ila. Or the Ritva's second one is not lifnei iver because you would have done it anyway. There's a whole lumdus. This has to do with the Chakira Eli brought up. Everyone knows the famous Chakira in Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver just an Isser Klali? You shouldn't mess people over, whether it be spiritual, physical, however it may be. Or is it an Isser Prati, really, from Lifnei, meaning is it Pshat or Drash? Do you say Lifnei Iver Pshat? You shouldn't put obstacles in front of people, meaning you shouldn't mess people up and help them, you shouldn't make people do something bad for themselves, whether it be tripping, whether it be making a bad investment, or whether it be making a bad spiritual investment. Right? You shouldn't, just like I shouldn't tell you, go put money in the stock market and the stock will go down. I shouldn't tell you, go invest in an ephemeral, transient hana if in the end your stock will go down in Olam Haba and you will pay for it eternally. Or do we say no? There's a drash to Lifnei Iver, Minayin Shelo Yoshit, etc., etc. That it's an Isser Prati. But Lifnei Iver's Mechanishos, within every Isser, you also shouldn't aid and abet that Isser. Another way of asking this Chakir, is it been on Machavero, or is it been on Lamako? These are all subtly different ways of, let's assume, asking the same Chakira. This is a very, very famous Chakira. We're not going to go through all the Nafkaminas now. But the Minchas Chinuch deals with this already, and Rav Chanan, and it really goes earlier than that. If you said it's an Isser Prati, in the Lashon of Eli, right, that was your Lashon, that really Lifnei Iver is not a bit Adon L'Chaveru, don't mess people over. But is a bit Adon L'Makom, don't do Isurim, and don't even cause Isurim. Then you could say you're only Chayv and Lifnei Iver if you're a Bar Chiyuv in that mitzvah. I only violate Lifnei Iver if I make someone violate a mitzvah, I'm chayavin. If I'm potter for a mitzvah, then I'm also potter from the Lifnei Iver. Because if I can do it, then why do I have to worry about other people doing it? This would be a tremendous chiddush, but it's tremendous chiddush, but there is a diuk in the Shita Megubetzes that the Achronim make, that maybe there's one day in the Rishonim that if I'm potter from something, I'm also potter from the Lifnei Iver of that. So a woman is allowed to be makif, she's also allowed to do Lifnei Iver of Hakafa. A Yisrael is allowed to marry Grusha. He's also allowed to do Lifnei Iver of a Grusha. In which case, the difference between Kohen and Yisrael is obvious. Lifnei Iver counts as Bar Chiyuv, and a Kohen has Lifnei Iver, and Yisrael doesn't have Lifnei Iver. This is not what any of the Rishonim here say, and this is a big finish, but it does tie into the Chakira Eli mentioned, so I wasn't going to get into it, but I am shocked. Okay, let's move on to the Gemara. What do we have to move on to? The fascinating Maria Huhav. So the Achronim point out there's a crazy Maria Huav here, which is crazy in two ways, one of which was on the Makor sheet anyway. What does Maria Huav say would be a good example of the difference between Ravina and Rav Sama? What if a Jew tells a guy to steal? Right? Meaning, he says, why didn't the Gemara use an example of a Jew telling a guy to steal? And his answer is, Enochanami, yeah, there are other examples like you're telling a guy to steal. The Gemara just wanted these because they have a nice kiddush. What would you have answered? Why didn't they use the example of a Jew telling a guy to steal? Because a guy doesn't have shlichus, so there's nothing to talk about. Good. Or even stronger, what might you have said? Why doesn't the Gemara use this example?
Because a guy can't steal.
Because a guy is a Bar Chiyuv. What, a guy can steal? Enochanami, guy can do a lot of things. Right, but Yeshvo, the Sheva Mitzvah's B'nai Noach, of course Gaim can't steal. Right, L'nechtam Zardinam, El Ala Gezel. Right, B'nai Noach, right? No, Gaim are B'nai Noach, because everyone but Noach stole. So what's Pshat? Right, so the second question, the first question we'll come back to, because that's not only a question, and it's also a question of Luka Yosef, who's more famous than Maria Buav. But the second question, why does Maria think a goy is not a Bar Chiyuv of Gzela? Seems crazy. Why is a goy not a Bar Chiyuv of Gzela? What's Pshat of Maria Buav? Now you could just say, okay, so we don't hold like the Maria Buav. But still, meaning it's not, I didn't tell you my grandmother hairdresser thought a goy was not a Bar Chiyuv of Gzela. It's the Maria Buav. So he obviously had a svara, even if we're not going to pass him like him. So what's the svara of the Maria Buav? Anyone?
Maybe just because the nature of the Isser is different, even though it's the same Masa and even though it's the same Zela, but the Isser applies to a Jew, and it still applies to a Shem of Mitzvah, not a
lot. Okay, but there's. So what? Still Divrei Rav. Hashem told him not to steal.
Yeah, same reason
according to that. According to what I'm. Okay, exactly. This is actually Taka. I mean, he doesn't give the whole apparatus. Rav Gustman has a long piece here, and mostly in the long piece, he just talks about. why the Bar Yavuma says a goy is not a Bar Chiyuva. That's really the only thing he talks about. And he develops the idea that a goy is a Bar Chiyuva in Gezel, but not in the same Gezel that I'm a Bar Chiyuva in, which is a fascinating chakira. Philosophically, what's the relationship between Jews and goy? What's the relationship between Sheva and 613? Is it quantitative or is it qualitative? Right? There's a famous drush of Beis Halevi in the back of Beis Halevi about this. And so am I hiding in the same Gezel he is? Just I'm also chayiv in more things? Or no, I'm chayiv in the Isser Yisrael, Isser Torah of Gezel. He's chayiv in the Isser Ben Noach of Gezel. And those are two different Isserim. So, I think one answer, how do you justify the Mari Abu'av? Right? Which again, you could say we don't justify the Mari Abu'av. But if you would want to justify, right, explain the Mahari Abu'av, which is why is a goy not Bar Chiyuva of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? So I think one way, the attractive way to understand the Mari Abu'av would be to say, if you go with my derech, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud doesn't potter me. What potters me is that he took the Chiyuv, so it doesn't go on me. So we just say the exact same as the Tosos. Tosos by Lifnei Iver. He's not a Bar Chiyuva of the same Isser Gezel that I am over. Meaning the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach is over Isser Gezel Shel Yisrael. The Goy is over Isser Gezel of Nachri. So the answer is, the Goy is going to be chayiv for Gezel of Nachri. But that doesn't potter the Jew, because the Goy wasn't chayiv for Gezel of Yisrael. As a matter of fact, it's a different onesh, right? The Goy is chayiv me, so the Jew is chayiv mamon. Right? So the Goy takes the hit for Gezel de Nachri, but that doesn't potter the Yisrael, because the Yisrael violated Gezel de Yisrael, and no one else took the chayiv of Gezel de Yisrael. So therefore, just like if the Shliach did the Iver, that doesn't potter the Shliach from Lo Yikachu, if the Shliach violated Mikoli Tagana Kol Tochel, which is the Makar of the Yisrael Gezel de Noach, that doesn't potter the Shliach from Lo Sigzol. Okay, I think that's a very attractive answer. I thought you could also say, okay, nowadays they'll put me on the front page of the forward for being a racist, the Seder. If you want to take the Tosas Rush's Derech, you could just say that Yisrael has a Cheskes Kashrus. So Yisrael, if I send him to steal, he's a Bar Chiyuva, meaning in my mind, psychologically he's a Bar Chiyuva. I'm not sure he'll steal. But a guy, it's not a Cheskes Kashrus. And even though, obviously, we'd like to hope that it would be a nice world and Goy wouldn't steal, but it could still be that the way I think about things, a Yisrael I don't expect to steal, because he's a Ben Bris. A Goy I do expect to steal, because after all, even though Goy would suv and shiv and this and they noach, the Gemara says, Rosh ein makayim en osam amet behefker mamonam, right? That's they didn't hofia mehar paran. That there's some determination that the Goy aren't as makvin as they should be in Shev and Mrs. B'nei Noach. So therefore, you could just say, according to this, you could say that psychologically, I think the guy will steal. So it's not that he's not a Bar Chiyuva, I'll leave it to Emes. In Shemayim, he's a Bar Chiyuva just as much as me. But in my mind, when I think about whether he's really going to do it or not, a Jew, I think of a Cheskes Kashrus, I don't think he'll do it. A guy, I think of a Cheskes Rishus, and I think that he will do it. So I think you explain it either way. In the middle way, it could be also, but then if you get very drushy, maybe you could explain it based on the Beis Halevi, that, you know, by a Jew, fundamentally, Beis Halevi says, it's a long Beis Halevi, he says, how can the Jew say, Nasim and Ishmael, you're not allowed to hide yourself a Dorosh Eino Katsuv, something that's undefined? So his answer is no. If they would have taken upon themselves 613 Eschaivuyos, that would be a problem, because they didn't know how many Eschaivuyos they were taking. But that's a Goya, then Noach has 7 Eschaivuyos. A Jew didn't take on ourselves 613 as chayvios. We're makna or guf to Hashem as avodim, right? Ki avodayhem. Ozen shay v'sinai v'shama ki avodayhem. And if you're makna yourself as an eved, that's a double katsuf. You're makna one person. Then you have to do an unlimited number of things. Yeah, that's a nafgamina, a pol yotzi if you're being an eved. So he says fundamentally the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are external. External chayvios. The mitzvahs of Bnei Noach of a Jew are definitional. They define his mahot as an Eved Hashem. So maybe you could say that if someone is definitionally an Eved Hashem, then Meila, if I tell him to do something against his mahos, that's not chal. But if someone is definitionally not an Eved Hashem, just has a schaivos to listen to Hashem, then it could be that even though he shouldn't have listened to me, my minoy is still chal because b'mahuto, he could choose whether or not to listen to Hashem. But okay, that might be a little too drushy, so we will not put it on the board. Even though it's as drush, it's, I think, mochrach. Whether it's pshat or yibuv, it's arhiyim. Okay, the last thing we want to discuss in the sugya of, two last things. Okay, the end of this Tosos is a very, very halacha l'maisedik in Yen. The end of Tosos is halacha l'maisedik. It says, "Yim tomer ma'inaf gimen ma'adar yivoy oven b'in ma'al yishliach barchiyuva lo barchiyuva." What's the nafgamina between Rav Yehuda and Rav Sam in this case? Meila, there's no onish for being the Kaddish of Grusha. Right? Lo lak yel kiddushin, Rav domar sar yuchsin, kiddushin, loka ba'aloka. According to Rav, there's no nafgamina, and obviously, since we always pass like Rav against the bias, that makes it a strong question. Right? According to Rav, there is no nafgamina, because Rav says, there's only an onish if you do be'ila. There's no onish for kiddushin anyway. So, and be'ila, obviously, you have to do yourself. Right? So then, there's no nafkamina, meaning there's no onish for here. Wait till the be'ila. And the be'ila, you have to do yourself. So therefore, there's never going to be a nafkamina. Now, what a lot of the other Rishonim, and what could you answer? A little bit of a dochak to get out of the question. Say, our sugya is going like a baye. Right? That would solve all the problems. Tosos thinks that is a little dochak. But the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, sorry, point out that from Rashi, who says you get malchus for kedushin, sounds like our says we shas kedushin over mishlo yukachu. Sounds like our sugi's a leave davaye that you get malchus for kedushin. Okay, that kills the question, ruins all our fun. But what does Tosos say? Two answers. He says no. Even Rav admits to get malchus for kedushin. Al tnai, there's a beila later. You get malchus for kedushin. So we want to know who gets malchus for kedushin. Okay, the second answer is v'inami yishlomer the afle rov enafgamina the yeshlichus cholin hakidushin the ainshlich v'cholin hakidushin. This is the very important l'chodesh alchol ma'isidik part of Tosos. Tosos says, hold on a second. Even if there's no malchus, there's still an afgamina for whether the shlichus is chal or not. What's the afgamina? The afgamina is the kidushin chal. What seems to be? It's generally understood. The machlokas seen the two answers of Tosos. First answer, Tosos says, we have to find a nafkamina in the Onish, in the Aveira. Second answer, Tosos, nafkamina is, if there is shlichus, then the chalos is chal, then there's a mekach, there's a kedushin. If there's no shlichus, no kedushin. Big nafkamina, is she an Eishes Isha or a Pnuya? And what did the first day of Tosos think? First day of Tosos, Lachor thought, that either way, the kedushin are tofes, bein the ravine, bein the rav sama. And whether the kedushin are tofes is not the shlichus of our Aveira. Right? That is the note of good tries tonight, a little bit beforeish in the other version of Tosos. So here's a fundamental machlokas between 2 days in Tosos, Pashup Shat. Okay, the Nebbi Yehuda works very hard to get out of it. Pashup Shat, fundamental machlokas between 2 days in Tosos. What does Ein Shliach the Vare Meir mean? What does Ein Shliach the Vare Meir mean? Does it mean, where can we find some? Ein Shliach Lidvara Vera. Does it mean the second answer Tosos says the shlichus is batel? The whole shlichus is batel. For Dvar Vera, there's no parsha of shlichus. You can't be a shlich for Dvar Vera. And therefore, according to Rav Sama, she's a pnuya because there's no shlichus. Again, I am not Danny Shlich. So if I go to a woman and say, Arayat Mekadesh, the Danny Shomu Tabazo, so if I'm not a shlich, she's not married. She's a pnuya. Right? Because Ein Shliach Lidvar Vera is batel. What is the first day in Tosos hold? Not the shlichus is batel. There is shlichus. After all, she's mekudeshes. But not Ein Shliach Lidvar Vera. On a Dvar Vera, there's no shlichus. No, there is shlichus, but there's no shlichus for the Avera Shabo. There's shlichus for the Chalos, but there is. There's no shlichus for the Avera Shabo. There is shlichus if I send you to buy something on Shabbos. There's still shlichus. It's still validly bought. If I send you Mekadesh a grusha for me and I'm a kohen, there's still shlichas. She's validly mekudeshes. The shlichas is chal, just the aveira doesn't go back to the mishaleach. The aveira sticks on the shliach. These are two very, very fundamentally. This is a tremendous nafkamina. Why is this a tremendous nafkamina? Because most shaylas of shlichas of aveira in real life, besides the fact that if you want to give college students interesting thought problems of ethical dilemmas, so then you get all kinds of interesting shlichas of aveira. But most real life shaylas of shlichas of aveira are not who gets the punishment, who gets the aveira. Because that's just, you know, lemaisa look. We all know that a good Jew shouldn't send someone to do an aveira and shouldn't agree to be sent to do an aveira. Right? We all know. I don't mean like a ben Torah and a bal nefesh and a tremendous Yerush Shemayim. Any halfway decent Jew should avoid aveiras, right? The question isn't this like a nice thing to do. Obviously, it's not a nice thing to do. Obviously, you shouldn't get involved with aveiras. Question, b'dieved, who gets malchus? Right? Arpa, if I send my wife to be makif akata, do I get malchus or not? That's not such enough nafkamina as much as that. We don't really have malchus, right? How guilty should I feel afterwards? Not such a concrete nafkamina. So lemaisa, no one really discusses the main aspects of shlichos dvar veira, except sometimes the imamanos. If I send someone to be mazik you, then who has to pay? That's what the Rambam was talking about in masering. That maybe you'll get a little. One nafkamina is if nowadays even the imamanos you don't get as much because the bezins have no power to enforce the imamanos unless you volunteer to go. So it's not as common, and people who are so evil, you know, burn people's houses down often, will not be willing to accept this, some of the authority of the Bezdin anyway. So, okay, you have a little. Back in the old days, when Shunim were a little more kitukunim and Bezdin can enforce the Neumamanus, the question is, then who has to pay? But the big question nowadays is, how about the chalos? Is the chalos chal or not? The Note of Yehuda's question. I send a shliach. Forget about that little paragraph that we had about the, that we tied into the whole issue of the main thrust of the Yehuda was I sent someone to divorce my wife against her will, meaning I sent someone to violate Chirin Durin Gershom. That was a serious Aveira. Okay, he holds the Aveira Daraisa, but he held even as Aveira Daran, it didn't make a difference. I sent someone to violate Chirin Durin Gershom. So, who's the bad guy? We're both the bad guys, who cares? You know? Question is she divorced or not? Right? So, according to the first day in Tosos, I sent my shliach to violate chirim during a gershom, ain't shliach to violate veira. The shliach gets the chirim on him, not me. But she's divorced. Right? And obviously there's a case where the husband wants his wife to be divorced for whatever reason, right? She's divorced, meaning I no longer have to pay for her food. I don't remember what the case was, probably the reason he wants to divorce his wife so much is, now I can marry someone else. Meaning, if he doesn't care about her, the answer is the other woman's not going to want to marry me if I'm still married, right? But according to the second day in Tosfos, what do you mean? Ain't shliach v'arei. He's not my shliach. So a stranger gave my wife a get. If a stranger gives my wife a get, she's not divorced. She's still an Eishes Ish Gomer, and we're still married like we always were, as happily as we were until now. We can continue. So that's a tremendous nafkamina. And I pointed out already once, the main, and this doesn't come up so much nowadays, I've never heard of stories of people sending a shliach to divorce, a man sending a shliach to divorce his wife against her will nowadays. First of all, women are more willing to accept it nowadays, different social reality. It's like, well, it's a crazy thing anyway. But this is part of the big pulmus about the heter mechira, right? This is the famous ha'ara of the chaz, right? There are two problems with the heter mechira. One is, lu yitzu, you sell your land to a guy. Is that Mafkiya Shemitah or not? That was what the Beis HaLevi debated. Meaning the Beis HaLevi's problem with the Heter Mechira was, he thinks even if you sell your land to a guy, you're still Chayav in Shvius. Okay. That's one halachic problem. Not getting to the Hashkafic angles here. One halachic problem is, you know, who says that if I sold my land to a guy, I'm Patur from Shemitah, maybe I'm still Chayav in Shemitah? Okay, it goes back to 500 years ago, the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and Abed, whether there's Shemitah and the Peiros of Goyim, but maybe a little different, talking about Avodah, etc. The other angle, which is the Chazan Ish, he was not the first one, but he made famous. Chazan Ish said, he said, Taka, you know what? I see the Svar, I'm not endorsing it, but I see in the Taina that if you really sold your land to a Goy, maybe it would Taka work under circumstances that then with the conditions you set up. But he says, it's also to sell your land to a guy in the first place. because of lo sechanim. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. So then you get this tremendous, tremendous debate, which is very fascinating, both on the technical level. Technically, what is lo sechanim? What if I sell it lizman? Is selling lizman the same as renting? Is selling lizman different than renting? What if I sell the upper dirt and not the lower dirt? You know, all kinds of technical issues, and also all kinds of very, very fascinating philosophical halachic issues, which is very fascinating. Think about it. Lo sechanim means don't sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. So on the one hand, if I have a heter mechira, I'm selling land to a guy. On the other hand, if there's no heter mechira, and I say that anyone who has a farm during Shemitah just can't sell their produce on the market, then what will happen? It will be less financially attractive for Jews to be in business. But I say, but Arabs who have land, they can sell their produce. So then what happens? The Jews will leave agriculture and end up selling their land to the Arabs. For real. So it's an interesting question. It was, what is the more in the lo sechanim in terms of you shouldn't have a maisa, technical maisa mechira, or you should really try to ensure that the karkos of Eretz Yisrael are farmed by Jews and not by Arabs? Okay, fascinating questions. The maisa, obviously, all the people who came up with the het mechira thought of this. You know, going back to the Yeshua Smalko and Yisrael Chanan and Rav Kook, etc. They all said there's not a violation of lo sechanim. Chazir said, it is a violation of lo sechanim. Okay, so lemaisa, who cares? So whoever sold it had what to rely on. So Chazir said, it's a violation of lo sechanim, and therefore no one sells their own land. They appoint the Rabbanu Rosh HaShliach, just like in Chametz. So ain shliach levar veira, you made the Rabbanu shliach levar veira. So according to the second answer in Tosfos, ain shliach levar veira, and the Rabbanu was never your shliach, so no one sold the land, so it was never sold. If it was never sold, then avad, there's no heter mechira. Never gets off the ground. That's the psak of the Chazan Ish. Why ain't makol lehetzer mechira? Because it was never sold, because it was about to the whole shlichus. And this is a tremendous machlokes achronim who the paskin like. The Noda Behuda spent 50 pages proving that for sure we hold like the second day Tosos. He actually has decent rayas from a couple of Rishonim. He has decent rayas from Rashi and from other Rishonim. The Nesivos, on the other hand, that's on the page, thought that basically the Noda Behuda says, it's obvious the second day in Tosfos is correct. That first day it didn't really mean it, only under some circumstances. Maybe it wasn't serious. And even if it was, Shitas Yachid. Nesiva said, no one else ever said the second day in Tosfos before in Shas. It's Pasha that's a Chiddush, it's Shitas Yachid. It's really a question of like, whatever you think is the normal Svara. So there's one day in Tosfos that's Shitas Yachid that you have to get rid of, you know, that you have to ignore. So for the Nesivas, it was obvious that it just means the Aveira doesn't go down. But the Shlichas is still Chal. Ah, there's one day in Tosfos, Shitas Yachid, we're not choshish for it. For the Noda Behuda, it's Pasha, ain't Shlichus, means ain't Shlichus, so it's Batal. What are the first day in Tosfos? Maybe he didn't really mean to contradict the first, second day, or even if he did, he proves that from the other version of Tosfos. It was maybe only in this case, because it's a special case, and there are special reasons here. And in any case, we don't possibly like it. Therefore, the Noda Behuda considered the woman to be still married in this case. The Chazan Ish is Pasha like the Noda Behuda. He says, Pasha like the Noda Behuda, right? This make a, I don't know, interesting, someone should keep track of, you know, all the famous sheets of Noda Behuda and what the Chazon Ish thinks. He also thinks Pasha like the Noda Behuda in the Tzlach about Shirim. He says, Pasha, and that's why there's no Heter Mechira. Says back to him, the Har Tzvi, right, that I put in the Makoros. He says, hold on a second. First of all, didn't you read the Nesivos? Don't you know that the Shlichus is not Batel? And even if you want to tie in the Shlichus is Batel, what's the other thing we could be so much on? According to who on the board? Is it Pasha? There's no problem with the Heter Mechira in terms of being Chal? According to which Shita? According to which Shita on the board? Is it Pasha the Mechira's Chal? The Nesivos, or first, even according to Yehuda, according to who is it Pashat?
First answer, Tosfos.
Okay, that's the same as the Nesivos. According to the Sma. According to the Sma. The Sma says it depends whether you really think they'll do it or not. But I really didn't think the Rebbe Shit would follow their own Psach. I mean, according to the Sma, right? It's if I really think that, it depends what I think. And I know they're going to do it. They're Mochsuk Bekach. Whether right or wrong, they're Mochsuk Bekach. Not only that, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says that if the shliach is a shogeg, then yesh shliach levar veira. The Rav Nosh Shit is a I don't know, you know, okay, maybe Rav Arler and the Sabra Rebbe would say, no, they're amazing. Chazon Ish was a logical person.
right? Chazon Ish, he thinks the Rav Nachman is wrong about a lot of things, but he doesn't think they're the Sitra Achra. They're wrong b'shogeg, because they made the wrong decision, because, you know, they had their subjective perspective, fine. Seder. So hold on. They're Mosav Gach, so maybe they're Ishlichus. They're shogeg, according to Tosfos, they're Ishlichus. And even if there's no Shlichus, according to the Sivas, there's no Shlichus of Arav Yerim, but the Mechira is still valid. So it says the Har Tzvi, and the Har Tzvi adds, and besides the fact, they're right, that it's not an Isser of Losa Chani. But he says, even when you're they're wrong, there's so many Sveikos, that of course we can rely on the sale of the Heter Mechira. But the Chazon Ish says no. The Nodi who himself rejected the Smach, Bevadai, he rejected Tosos Bevadai, he rejected the Nesivus Bevadai, and therefore, it is not a sale. And that's one of the big issues out of Yom Zayin. I heard a rumor that in the last one, the guy who sits near me in Shul was in charge of the Rabbanut Roshit Shemitah Council this time around. And just to get around, not to have to rely on the Har Tzvi, he had each person directly sell it to a guy instead of through the Rabbanut. And that way, now the Chazon Ish would still, Chazon Ish would say that's worse. You used to not do a lav of Los Achanim because it was Batel. Now you're doing a lav of Los Achanim. So obviously in terms of the Isra, and the Chazon Ish says, give me a break, Shemitah was not as Ezra Abonin, I'd rather you violated Shemitah every day. Los Achanim is an Isra Doraisa. So the Chazon Ish is sad now, because instead of just violating Shemitah Drabanan, now they're violating Los Achanim Doraisa and not Shemitah Drabanan. But for the Eved, even the Chazon Ish would admit that Heter Mechira is valid, because Taka, if you do it yourself, then even if it was an Aveira, it's still a valid Mechira. So that would be even the Chazon Ish. Again, he wouldn't sign on, he wouldn't be a farsa now molded to it, because, you know, now they're doing this as Doraisa instead of violating Shemitah Drabanan, they're violating Los Achanim Doraisa. He would be very upset. But technically, he would admit that there's a basis for Heter Mechira now that we don't do it through Shlichus. And that's why they changed it, just to get around the Chazon Ish's objections. The Chazon Ish writes very chorif. He says, you know, it's like, I don't know what the proper muscle, out of the frying pan into the fire, right? To avoid a Shasha Shemitah Drabanan, you told every farmer to violate Los Achanim Doraisa. If he's right, then that's a valid type. Not to mention the fact that there are those who push Shemitah Doraisa, but that's not mainstream. The Chazon Ish doesn't think that's a psak. Okay, the just 30 seconds to explain what lies behind this machlokas. What lies behind this machlokas, I think, even though if you're careful, you can ask a kasha on me, I think this depends on how you formulate the svar of Inshlichus v'Aravira in the first place. Nearly that, if you take the approach that really there's shlichus, just the shalechus putter, because the chiyuv already found somewhere to be chal, then would you say the shlichus, the mekach is kayim or the mekach is not kayim? If you took my, of course, pasha, this would be like the chalos is kayim. Why? It is a valid shlichus. The only reason I'm putting is because he already took the onesh. But the shlichus is still there. But if you took the approach that alpidin, there's no shlichus and he's doing it on his own, then you would think that the chalos is batel, like the Nod de Behuda. And I think likewise, if you took the approach of the smah, I wasn't serious about telling him to do it. I didn't really rely on him. What do you mean? I didn't rely on him and he made Kiddushin, then you would say that the chalos is batel. So I think this very fundamental machlokes might depend on how we view Divarev, Divarev, Tam, Divarev, Shomen. Not why is a shliach of Russia. Why am I not a Russia? If I'm not a Russia because I never told him to do it, then there's no chalos. If I'm not a Russia because I told him to do it, but halachically I never told him to do it, or we keep eager, then there's no chalos. If I'm not a Russian because I did tell him to do it, but he took the onish instead of me, he didn't take the chalos, the chalos goes back on me. So I think that might underlie this chakira. Just what if you held the xeris because of Rav Sama? Remember, a lot of posts can pass like Rav Sama. The Rif and the Rambam are understood to pass like Rav Sama. The Ran and the Mukhe Yosef passed and the Ritva passed like Rav Sama. The Shach argued on the Ramban passed like Rav Sama. Then what would you say? You might say that depends how you understand Rav Sama. What are the two ways to understand Rav Sama? What does the Nesiva say? It's Pshat Rav Sama. The Nesiva says Zeris HaKosav. And then he says, what's Pshat Zeris HaKosav? He says Mefurish. What does he say? I can't read it inside because it's super duper duper late. He says, Shlichus is only for creating
kaluyos, not for transferring responsibility. That's how he understands Gzeres HaKasov. Gzeres HaKasov, shlichus works to make a chalos. You have the right to get me to marry me a wife. You can marry me a wife. You have no right to make my food truma. My food is truma. You have no right to spend my money. My money is spent. Says the institution of shlichus is giving you authority to make my chalos. There is no institution of shlichus of transferring responsibility. The shlichus applies to chaluyos, not to responsibility. This is not the Nesivas happened to be Lashitase. This is where he says it. Obviously, what flows from there, that is the chalos kayim or not. Yeah, of course the chalos is kayim. The whole series of chalos is not there's no shlichus according to Rasama. It's that shlichus doesn't have power to transfer responsibility only to create chaluyos. Meaning when I make you a shliach, it's not that whatever you does goes back to me. It's that you can create a chalos that goes on me. Right? You're basically a shliach, I'm giving you power to make my chalos. I'm not taking responsibility for what you do. I'm giving you power, not taking responsibility. That's the Nesivas. Oh, what the Nodi Huda himself? What would he say? So, I think the other Svara in Rav Saba, what if you want to say like the Nodi Huda, that the Chalos is Batel? Then what you have to say is, not that Shlichas can make a Chalos but not give punishment or responsibility. No, there's not Shlichas at all. Why is there no Shlichas at all? Not because of Divrei Rav, because he's allowed to listen. You have to say just Gzeres HaKasov that anything I'm not allowed to do, I can't appoint a shliach to do. Gzeres HaKasov, when Hashem gave me a favor of shlichus, he says, you know what? I'm going to be nice to everyone. It's actually interesting. If you study the history of law, back in ancient Roman law, before they knew about shlichus, they had all kinds of great lundus as to how you actually got anything accomplished without shlichus. Okay, but not for us now. And I'm not really bucking in Roman law anyway. I just read this in a book about Jewish law. So they once didn't have shlichus, and it was crazy how they had lundus to sort of like find something that would be similar enough to shlichus so that they could live. Because what if you're a big businessman? What do you do without shlichus? But he says, Hashem gave you a chiddush of shlichus. I'll give you a favor. You don't have to be a shliach yourself to do everything on your own. You're allowed to send someone else. If you're allowed to do something, you can send someone else. If you're not supposed to do it, then Hashem never gave you the right to send someone else to do. Why would Hashem give you the right to be made to use a tactic to make things more convenient if you're not supposed to do it in the first place? It's just Gzeres HaKasov. It's not a penalty on the shliach. On the mishaleach, if you're not supposed to be doing things, then don't think there are halachas that are going to help you do them easier. And therefore, what's the point? The point is there's no shlichus at all. The parsha was not said. The chalos is batel. If you wanted to be a little radical, which I always like to in this part, or not radical, but mechudish in this particular fashion, I could tie that into maybe a little of the Rav Chaim idea that to appoint a shliach, you need bailus. Just take it a step further. Pashtus, I do have bailus to do an aveira. It's just usher. You could say the gzeres hakasov is that when it's usher for me to do things as aveira, not only is it evil for me to do it, I lose my bailus to do it. When Hashem tells me not to do something, divrei rav v'divrei talmid, not in the sense, simple sense, but on me, right? That if Hashem told me not to do something, then maybe I don't really have the right to do it. It's not that I have the right to do it, but it's not nice. I don't really have the right to do it. If I don't have the right to do it, then I'm not the Baal Mamon, as it were, or not the Baal Hadavar, and I can't appoint a shliach. So maybe you could even say there's another extension of Rav Chaim, of, you know, Rav Chaim, or basically the Mukha Yosef here. You need shlichos shel Baal Hamamon. Not only do you need shlichos of Baal Hamamon, you need shlichos of someone who has bailus over this, who has the rights over it. And if Hashem told me it's usher, then I have the ability to do it, like picking a metzia, but I don't have the right to do it, if you remember our chiluk earlier. So maybe you could even tie this into the Yisod of the Mukha Yosef of Rav Chaim and say that's what the Gzeres HaKasov is teaching us, or if not, you can leave it as a Gzeres HaKasov. Okay, we've said, I think this is a very good summary of most of what there is to say about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The only thing we have to come back to next time is Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. At least in our sugya, meaning according to Ravina, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira in a lot of cases. So then, just we'll briefly mention the nesivos of chakira about how that works, and we'll go on to the chatzar aspects of our sugya, and I'll send out a new makor sheet also, even though I'm a little behind what I thought I would be, but so that we can keep plowing ahead.
Give us a rope. Keep it.